Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is You Know What, and this is You Know Who Loves You Know What, coming to you from my home in Southern California, California. On Monday, October 22nd, Two Oceans 12. If you have the Chiller Network, I don't, but some people have it, I'm told, be sure to watch future guest Paul Michael Stevenson's The American Scream, a great documentary about home hauntings, you know, when people set up a haunted house in their home for trick-or-treaters on Halloween, that airs Sunday night, October 28th. It's also popping up at various theaters across the country, so look out for it. Since last I spoke and you listened, I flew home from Chicago and saw two movies on the plane, This Means War, which I had never seen and did not care for, and Rock of Ages, which I had seen and didn't care for once again. Yeah, I watched it again to make sure that I didn't care for it. Lots of talented people involved in both movies. Better luck next time! Sunday night, I did a stand-up show at Zany's in Rosemont, Illinois, O'Hare adjacent, where I discuss Taken 2 at length without having seen it yet. And at the end of the show, we played the now mandatory Leonard Maltin game with my opening act, Sean Jordan, taking on all comers. Well, at least two or three comers. Comers is an awkward word. I successfully recorded it in its entirety and will share it with you in a moment. But first, I'd like to let you know that a new ep of Dining with Doug and Karen is available on iTunes with guest comedian Jonah Ray. Try it. You'll like it. And now, Sean Jordan versus Rosemont, Illinois, home of many hotels and a Toby Keith, I love this fucking place, or whatever it's called. Enjoy.
Does anyone hunger for games? All right, Sean Jordan, please pick a name tag from the crowd.
That's just not a name tag. It's different than anything. That's a, like, diorama-looking thing, the lit-up thing. The thing that's moving that doesn't look like it's attached to anything. It's scaring the shit out of me. It still looks like it's not attached to anything.
That's what he's got. Crystal skull vodka shots on it.
All right, how does he get up here? You gotta come over here this way.
That way, homeboy.
I got
a
war costume.
Come over this way.
You did wear a costume.
Jesus, this guy is...
You didn't care.
Here, stand next to Sean over there.
Indiana Matt? Indiana Matt. You said...
I did say wear a costume, but I thought that the name tag and the costume, I didn't know you'd do two separate movies.
I had to mix and match because it was... I didn't...
have a Indiana Jones costume, but I had Crystal Skull vodka shots for you in the tradition of the guy that brought whiskey pocket shots at a previous.
These are for us to have?
Drink this beer.
To drink.
All right. How do you get it off of there? Oh, there you go.
I'm just standing here getting manhandled by you two.
And you
get a fucking liquor.
I did put lights behind him to get attention.
Well,
you lit them up. And yeah, they're cool. little vodka skulls.
You know what you're doing.
That's fucking sweet.
Thanks. I'm gonna chill on it. I don't think the McDonald's in my stomach is really doing what I thought it was gonna do. It's not really meshing too well with what appears to be a lot of vodka. A lot of warm vodka.
I was already drinking.
All right, well, I'll take. I'm
just pour more into it.
Here, you wanna take a little shot, right?
I just pour some in my drink
because
I'm drinking vodka. As it turns out, but you can shoot it a little bit if you want. Go, Sean, go. Chug. It's kind of a weird thing to drink it fast. Oh my god.
It's a lot, too. I think it's like two shots.
That's like I just walked through the fucking perfume section at JCPenney's and had a conversation while I was in there.
My friends better be taking a fucking picture of me right now.
Otherwise, you're not going to be his friends that much longer.
Okay, so you're bald all the time, or for this costume?
All the time.
Okay, and then but people don't say to you, "You look like Dr. Evil," do they?
Eh, it's kind of a lame nickname. The
jerks.
That or powder.
Which I say, yeah, very relevant. Thank you.
I think you look a lot more like Morgan Freeman than either one of those. That's how I'll go with it. Just tell him that next time. Like, you know, I get Morgan Freeman a lot, but I've never heard about her.
Helping like people with their problems.
Well, but the Dr. Evil costume does bring out the blue in your face. It does make you look a little powdery. But that's Sorry. Awesome. He wore a Dr. Evil costume and brought an Indiana Matt name tag. So he really stepped up. I think he deserves to be up here. And if we lose this against Sean in one round of Leonard Maltin game, then we will bring somebody else up here.
Yeah.
And we'll do that until the crack of dawn.
Yeah. Fair enough.
You're fucking dead, dude.
I do love this game, but lately I've been stumped.
And you're not even, you're just listening to it on the podcast. It's a lot harder when you're standing up in front of whatever this is behind us.
I think it was the rough sketch of Tron, it looks like.
Yes!
It really does.
This is the back wall at the new Zanies in Rosemont is the making of Tron. It's a DVD extra.
There's an old video game, too, like Blade Runner or something, or something Runner, but it looks like that. There's nothing funny about that, but it looks like that.
You know, Doug was in Blade Runner.
I was in Blade Runner. You know too much about me.
Way too much, thank you.
All right. He sits on his left side.
Let's... All right, this is just between Matt and Sean. Matt gets to pick a category. Would you like paranormal blacktivity? That's movies that have a black ghost in them. Sorry, African-American. Ghost. Also celebrating her birthday today is the great Carrie Fisher. It's her birthday, so the films of Carrie Fisher. Or, at Brittany Hagen, suggested on Twitter, buy a fucking tripod. And that's found footage movies. She's very angry about that. Which one of those would you like to play? Which category?
Black ghosts. Yeah. I mean, African American.
You said it like
Black this. People ghosts.
Yes.
Black people ghosts?
There's no black animal ghosts. These are all black people ghosts. Yeah, and you get to pick the year because I thought of two more of them. I've been doing this category for a little while now, and two more options came up. Would you like 1996 or 1997?
Ooh, I
9. People in the audience are excited about 7. I don't think they realize they're not playing.
97.
97, okay. 1.5 stars from Leonard Maltin for this movie from 1997. He says about it that it is a cloying fantasy, and he also says that the lead actor in this movie mugs outrageously. Comma, but he had to do something. And he was the lead actor. He had to do something. And he lists 6 names, just 6 names. How many names did you get in, Matt?
4 names.
I like the way you play.
Yeah, me too. I'm torn. Look at me. Make eye contact. Direct eye contact.
Your first bit should have been 1 million names, though.
Oh, that was rich. 3 names.
Zero names.
Oh. He was just toying with you with the 4 name shit.
Puppet master. Well, name it then, dude.
All right. Do you want the clues again, or
yes, please.
She said 0 names, but you're not positive.
No, I'm immediately regretting this decision.
Yeah, you could have gone for a few names. 1.5 stars, 1997, cloying fantasy. The lead actor mugs outrageously, but he had to do something. 0 names. What's it called?
Ghost Dan.
As guesses go, it's not a bad one.
Is it
just... It's just an incorrect one. It's not that either. The names, if I had said them, are Gary Jones, David Paymer, Michael Michelle, Kevin Dunn, Kadeem Hardison, and Marlon Wayans. 6 man.
Oh,
at least 4 people in the audience knew it. Thank you so much for playing, Matt. Remember when he did that?
Yeah, that wasn't that being an asshole. That made sense. There was a reason for that.
All right, pick another one.
There's another man over here.
Huh? Don't tell me what to do. Is that Swayze that I'm looking at?
Travolta!
Is it? All right, we'll pick Travolta.
Get up here, Travolta.
I thought it was Swayze. But since I already started talking about it, can you make it Swayze before you get up here?
It's Travolta from, I'm guessing, yeah, it's from the, what was that called? Dance Fever? Staying Alive.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Don't even know what movie it's
This guy's going to be terrible at the game. He thinks John Travolta was in Flashdance. But your name is Travis.
Travis.
Travis Olta.
Olta. Trav Olta.
Just in case.
Sucker, right? Yeah? No.
Go ahead and sit down. Let's get another.
Okay.
No, that's cool, Travis. You did a good job. You got picked. That's the important thing. When you were preparing that, you were probably like, I hope Doug brings a comedian who has a fondness for Patrick Swayze, but doesn't know what he looks like.
It was from a ways away.
I know, Swayze did look like that in a lot of his movies.
They were both often sweaty, so...
In Flashdance?
In Flashdance, mostly, yes. Both of them.
All right, you get to pick a category, Travis. Would you like the King of Pancakes category? That's the number one movie at the North American box office 10 years ago to this very day. 10 years ago in October of 2002. Or... quite the opposite, in theaters now. That's movies that are in theaters now.
Yeah.
Or, your third choice, people love this category, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. That's movies that have 3 or more monsters in them. At KOSPOWINC, Cause Pow Inc. suggested that? Now? 10 years ago or monsters?
I think I gotta go with now. I think.
People are disappointed. Well, let's do it. Let's do it.
Ooh, did everybody hear that? Fuck them. That's what he's had to say about that.
Yeah.
This movie's in theaters now, Travis, and Leonard Maltin says it's the best I've seen all year. Yeah, he goes crazy for this one, so if you read his reviews, you might already know the answer. And he also says that this movie is proof that Hollywood can still make a crowd-pleasing movie that's smart, funny, and relevant all at once.
Good for them.
And then he lists... Good for them. And then he lists... 17 names.
Jesus Christ.
That better not be one of them.
How many? Yeah, Jesus Christ is not one of them.
And we're sure. Okay, 10 names. Let's go.
He says 10 names.
I'm going to start high.
You going to start high?
That's what I like to do.
I'll make eye contacts.
8 names.
6 names.
Fuck you. 5 names.
3 names.
Come on, dude. All right, name it.
Is this really happening? All right, dude, you get 3 names. They are Taylor Schilling, Michael Parks, and Chris Messina.
I don't know who any of those people are.
That's sort of how this game works. So now, you just have to name a movie that's in theaters now that fits the description.
Can I get the description one more time?
Sure.
Thank you so much.
He says it's the best movie I've seen all year, and he also says that it's proof that Hollywood can still make a crowd-pleasing movie that's smart, funny, and relevant all at once. And it is called...
Taken 2.
Sit the fuck down! Yeah, it's Argo. Of course it's Argo.
The funny thing threw me off a little bit.
This is the first time in the history of doing this that people just leave their name tags on the stage when they're done. Like, I don't fucking need that anymore. I don't want people to see me walking around with a John Travolta and a sweaty sweatband poster. All right, dude, pick somebody else. We gotta do this, you guys. Only people that are really good at the game.
Doug loves guilty pleasures, right? There you go.
What is that?
At least clap or something, right?
Okay, stand over there.
Sure.
Let me. What's your name, though? Charlie? Is it Charlie?
It's gonna be Charlie right now. Sounds like Charlie's getting fresh with you, Doug.
I think he just changed his mind that his name is Angel and he just doesn't want the grief. Okay, Charlie. You brought Charlie's Angels poster.
Which one is it? Full Throttle, so it's Charlie's Angels 2.
They never say that in the dialogue in that movie. They never, like, he doesn't call up, Charlie doesn't call and go, "Hello, Charlie's Angels, Full Throttle."
Is what I'm going to need you to do for this assignment.
Your mother has been fully throttled. You will also be fully throttled. Taken 2, right?
All right, Charlie. Would you like In Theaters How? That's movies that the folks over at my sister podcast, How Did This Get Made? They wonder, how did that get made? Or Frankenweenie category, which is Tim Burton movies that have a dog in them. And just one quick clue, it's not Frankenweenie.
I'll go...
Or, you got one more, buddy. Settle down.
Easy, Angel. Angel Eyes.
Or... At Lazy Comedy suggested M&M's, and that category is Masked Murderers. So it's a movie with a masked murderer in it.
There you go, Tim Burton.
Just in time for Halloween. All right. This is a Tim Burton movie with a dog in it.
Three stars from Leonard. He calls it highly imaginative. It's from 1993, and he says that it has constantly surprising visuals. And then he lists seven performers that are involved in this movie. How many names do you think?
Two
names.
Well, I'm going to say zero. I'm going to say zero.
You're not kidding around. What do you think of that, Charlie?
You have an idea on what you think it is.
Yeah.
So you might as well have one.
Sorry, Charlie. Only good tasting tuna.
Charlie don't serve, so I'm going to go. I can't. I'm going to let you guess it.
You're going to make him name it?
Yeah.
Say Sean Jordan, name that movie.
Sean Jordan.
But with the microphone.
I'm sorry. Mr. Sean Jordan. Name
All right, Mr. Angel. Is it Edward Scissorhands?
No!
When did your deck come out?
The dog is a ghost of a dog.
Is it Ghost of the Forest Whitaker?
And the movie's called The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Poster of Cameron Diaz's ass. Cameron Diaz.
I'm going to take my crystal skull of vodka and exit the stage with it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sean Jordan.
Poor Travis and Matt, the name tags just strewn on the floor. You guys should come get them. That's all I'm saying.
Do you have somebody that I can call a shithead here at the end of the recording?
Sure.
Oh, he's gonna jot it down. I like that.
The back of the name tags have them.
Oh, that's right. Let me see if one of these name tags has one.
That's got a great one. I got a great one.
All right. That's a weird one. But anyway, thank you everybody for coming. And the lost irony of calling people a shithead is a shithead. I know, right? Go ahead and write yours down. A nice gentleman in a Repo Man shirt sitting in the front row. I think he deserves to get this out to the world. Okay. As always, the Detroit Lions is a shithead.
Eyes of gold, the viewing crowd, which makes it foggy. There's no room in